cannot think in, about this like you, because I'm not that long here, but I understand why everybody's waiting. But we have to accept the situation. The situation is that Daniel was very often injured in the last few months and maybe years. So it's normal that when you when you get back in training, and usually if you're not that, if it's not that quality of Daniel, nobody would think about it after this short time to bring him back on the pitch. Or, so what you need in times like this is training, and your body have to learn to adapt the new intensity of training. And in this time you have to learn what is serious pain and what's only pain. And of course everybody's wants him back on the pitch, but we all have to learn. That's what the situation yesterday. So the training for him was intensive, how it should be. And then we had some new things to talk about, and so we had to make some assessment, and that's what we did. And now we can say it's not that serious, but it's not possible only to go on as before. So we have always to react on a situation. That's completely normal after a long injury. And if you think about the whole maybe last year, and made only these three games against Aston Villa, what I saw with the two goals and another two or something like this in this season, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And last season with the surgery at the hip and all this. So it's a really long period. And so now we have to stay patient. That's, I'm sorry to say, sorry for you, sorry for me, sorry for him. But that's how the situation is.
Given the way the squad is performing, particularly when you look at that result against Manchester City, how do you view the title race now? Is it something that you can maybe force your way into still? Can Leicester maybe even last the pace up there as well?
Leicester can do, it seemed like they can do everything. So we get they fly through the league in this moment. It's everything is deserved what they are doing. Nothing is coincidence. So how it looks, and that's a brilliant job what they are doing there. Of course, it's not only Jimmy Vardy. It's a lot more. And so I think the whole league is full of respect for what they are doing there. So of course everything can happen. And I don't know in this moment who will win the league, and I don't care about this. I don't think about this in this moment, because it's not important. It's only important to be concentrated on your own situation and how you can make your own progress. And that's what we think about. And if it would help to think about the end of the season, I would do it, but no, there's nothing.
Do you look at that gap though? Because it's only 8 points. You think that that's probably not much.
It's always important how far you're away from the position you dream of. It's better 8 than 20, but 2 would be better than 8. So we have to try to close this gap if it's possible, and that's what we try.
Simon, just in terms of being patient, obviously there's 3 players who potentially may or may not come back in this weekend, with Daniel, with Jordan, and with Philippe. What are the options for either?
Jordan? Rossiter, Henderson?
Both, I suppose.
Good. Yeah, I don't know. You're welcome. I don't know. We have to see. Jordan were part of the training this morning. It looked really well, I have to say. But for both, it's the same. Maybe John Russell is not that far away, but he's a young lad, and I saw him now 3 times in training. So looks good. Everything is okay. But usually we should give him time, with minute by minute, to play more and more and more. There's an opportunity, I think, on Monday night with the U21. Yeah, John Henderson. Yeah, I have to see him. He's really he wants. I can say he wants, and we have to wait. In this case, I have to say we have to wait every day how we adapt the intensity of the last day. Then on the next morning, feel good, feel still good, and that's all we can say. And if he's ready and we see, then people join in our game, of course, because very important player for us. Yeah. But I don't know what will happen until Sunday. It's the situation. Everything can happen. Players can get sick or something like this, and then you have to change everything, all your ideas. I try to give myself the time to decide until tomorrow or maybe on Sunday, when I have the last information about how they, how intensive the game yesterday was. Because today everything seemed to be good. We won the game yesterday, and this morning all the players were in a good shape, felt good from the players from yesterday. So maybe they can all again. We have to see on Sunday.
Is Daniel one of those who could have a chance as well?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's nothing else. So we have. That's how, what I say. First of all, and it's what I said a few weeks ago. If Daniel come back, then we have to train. Usually, you should train after this long break. Usually, if the world would be perfect, 5 weeks in a row, without playing, only friendly games, whatever minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. 45, like you make a preseason. That would be the best. But of course, we all know the world is not perfect, even not in Liverpool, and so we have to always to try the best and the quickest.
As far as Christian is concerned, then, Christian Benteke, from what you saw of him potentially last night, does that make you less worried now about your options up front?
As a manager, you should not think in chapters like this, because if you do it, then you got the next kick in the next day, because then you miss the next player. So it is not the most difficult situation in this moment with the strikers, because we have Christian, that's good. We have Debo, that's good. And we have Roberto, that's good. And if they couldn't play, we have a young lad, for sure, with Sinclair in the U21. So they can play somebody, but of course we need all of them for this big number of games, and we will see. That's the next thing. I don't know in this moment if Christian is capable to make two games in 3 days. We have to see this. We have to decide.
Yeah, I think this is the first league game since you arrived that you won't be able to play Lucas because of the suspension. How pleased have you been with him since you arrived, and how big a miss is he going to be for you this weekend?
I hope he's not a big miss. would be not so good. But of course, it's good for both of us. I think that I'm here. I like players like this. He liked playing like this. So, cool job, he improved. Since we are here, he adapted our style of play better and better and better. Very important player for us. Can do much more dominant, can be much more dominant in the game, where we're always talking about. But really good personality and on the position. Like his position, it's very important that you have a good personality. So that's a good situation for us. So. Of course, even not Lucas can play all the games. So it was clear that we'd have this situation after the. It was Man City when he got a fifth. Yeah. For a few minutes, I thought Emre and Lucas have the fifth yellow, but it was only now Emre has four and Lucas five. So it's better for us, so we can change a little bit. Joe Allen yesterday, how I said yesterday, was very important that he could play 60 minutes, but 60 very good minutes. So we took him out only because of the Sunday match.
Philip, and word on Swansea. They've had their troubles this season, but they came back from 2-0 down last weekend to get a draw. So what kind of a game are you expecting on Sunday?
Yes, it's of course not the most easy situation for Swansea, I'm sure. A draw after 2-0 is a good result, for sure. But I think at the beginning of the game they thought about another result in their situation, that's clear. So this morning, when we came here, first of all, what we did was the analyze of the Swansea game, last games, and it's difficult how it's always no easy game in the league. We saw their strength, of course, with Ayew, Montero, Gomez, or the other guys. So that's of course a strength, we have to defend very well. That's for sure. We have to defend very well, and then if we play, if we move enough, more than enough, if we play football, then we can find spaces. If we can find spaces, we can be dangerous for them, and if we can be dangerous, we can make goals. That's for us the most important thing. And we have to be in the game from the first second on. Big challenge, how we saw against Crystal Palace. But if we take Crystal Palace as a big and maybe the last warning. And it was how I said after the game, and then it was important for us. I think we are a step ahead, so we can do this. And if everybody is prepared for a big fight, then it will be a good game.
Anything for Radio City? Are you okay? Come up and then.
Yeah, can just go back to Lucas. That role he plays and that type of play, is that maybe unappreciated in the general scheme of things? Not necessarily here, but just in terms of football wise.
Well, I'm not sure that it's underappreciated. Yeah, new word, thank you. Because it's one of the most important, for sure. It's not only. I heard about it here in England. It's holding midfielder. We should change his name, huh? So because of course not all of his job. He have to organize. He have to really to read the game in every situation, and I'm not sure how many passes he has to play on this position, but it's a lot of, because usually we switch the game from a position like this. That's not a six, that's not an eight, it's something between. It's in defense moments it's a six, in offense moments it should be an eight. So usually we don't play it with one player. Lucas played it most often now, I think, sometimes together with Emre, or sometimes with two other lads. So it's important position, for sure in football. It's in the middle of the pitch, and so it's something like the heart of the game. And we all know without the heart, nothing works.
One more call, or
you mentioned earlier about how desperate Jordan Henderson is to get that playing gig. From your point of view, you must be equally keen to. See him in action.
Absolutely, I'm waiting for him. That's what I told John, because of course after his, for a player like him, and after his little history now with the injury, he's always on the door. He always wants to give me this, give me 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, of course. And that's not, I like this, but it's not not always the best thing to do. But he's big step ahead now. But we have always, really, in his case, we have always to wait how we can adapt the intensity. Because that's not my intensity. It's not what we are doing in training. That's his intensity. Because everything we do, he did 120%. So that's, So you need to be prepared for this. A player like Handel needs perfect physical perfect physical. He has to be fit. That's it. Really fit, not only 50%. So if he is in this shape, then we can use him, and he can help us.